welcome to another episode of the High Performers Platform. I'm your host, Jacob Feller, and today I'm joined by Dom. And this one's a bit of a special one. We're going to do a recap of 2020, speak about this current week, talking about the next 7-day build-up towards reopening for an awesome and big, massive year ahead, 2021.
Hey guys, it's Dom here. Very exciting to be talking about the year ahead and what's happening in the last year. I guess we've got a lot to discuss, Jacob, so we'll get to it.
So normally in these interviews and podcasts, we speak to special guests and we pick their brains about what they do and why they do it and how they do so. Today, it's about Dom and I and Oxidate. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll out an episode on Thursday, which is, our backstory. It was actually an interview that was done by a sister and her dancing and fitness company, which is called Ali Moves. So Alex actually interviews Dom and I. It's going to give you guys, the listeners and our audience, more of an understanding of who we are as people, how we got into, coaching and what we do, why Oxidate was built and how it was established. So we'll roll that out on Thursday. For this episode, we're sort of going to bridge the gap between when that one was recorded until today. That particular episode was recorded during the first lockdown. We actually thought that one was quite difficult and challenging. Things got much, much worse before they got a whole heap better. So let's dive straight into it.
Yeah, I guess that episode was ages ago, as it feels like such a long time ago, that first lockdown, and we came back and reopened, and then we were locked down for 7 more months and then finally got to reopen again. So we'll touch on all of that, which has been an absolutely crazy 2020. But 2021 is shaping up to be very exciting. So how are you feeling about it, Jacob?
Well, to be honest, Dom and I are supposed to be in the Gold Coast at the moment. So currently feeling a little bit salty. Our holidays, the whole 3 weeks that we actually got or gave ourselves, were actually cut short by a week. Obviously, the COVID situation is still happening. There's a lot of people in less fortunate circumstances to us. That's why we're choosing not to be too salty or complain too much. However, it would have been lovely to be on Broadbeach with our family, in the sunshine and, sharing more time with our mum, sister, and both Dom and Alex's partners as well. So it's rather unfortunate. However, being back here at Oxidate, being able to talk to you guys, get back into the podcast. Obviously, it's been quite a few weeks where we've been quite absent or quiet on social media, including the podcast. We appreciate your patience. We also need a break and have some form of holiday as well. But here we are. We're back into it. Like we said early in the intro, this is a pretty special opportunity to share with you guys where we're up to, what's been happening, how we're feeling, what we're thinking, and most importantly, what comes next. So holiday aside, here we are. Dom, do you want to kick things off? Do you want to go right back to lockdown, describe that, and work our way up to today, or do you want to work in reverse?
I guess we can go briefly into lockdown. I don't want to dwell too much on it. In the episode with Ali, we do talk about that first bit and what's happening, which is crazy, and it gets a bit emotional and stuff. But that second lockdown period for everybody, obviously, was extremely difficult. And thinking back, it gives me nightmares. Like, it's so traumatic that I don't really want to recall it too much. But, for everyone's understanding, we as a company didn't receive any support from the government. So we went the entire lockdown without any support in terms of financial support or anything, because we were a business that was under 12 months of function of business. So you had to meet the criteria of over 12 months, earning a certain amount a year, certain amount of staff and stuff like that. But as a new business, we got absolutely none of that support. So for Joe and I, for all of your understanding that, it has been the most challenging year ever, not only financially and as a business, but also personally. The mental health side of things really, it took a massive toll. And we can recall some stories and situations that we won't go too much into detail. But yeah, as for a lot of people, it was extremely difficult. But we had to have each other. We have an incredible support network. We have some incredible clients that helped us through as well. And we managed to, survive based on online training programs, which financially helped keep us afloat. And yeah, we just grinded it out, and it's just so hard to talk about. It's just the crazy, what was it, 7 months, 8 months in total or something. But in the end, we got through it. As the restrictions started to ease, we were able to start to coach outdoors, staying in the rules and regulations, as a lot of people out there didn't, but we stuck to it because, you know, we wanted to do things properly. And yeah, just the support from all our clients and new clients helped us get through it, and eventually we were able to reopen our doors, which was massive, where we opened for 6 weeks. So that built up to Christmas, and now we've had that short break and now we're ready to go again. So
yeah, awesome. Just touching on that, you know, we went back to Canberra there for the last 2 weeks. It's both where Dom and I originally are from. And a lot of my friends, you know, they're asking, what was COVID like? How difficult was it? What did you actually do during that lockdown period? And the answer to what we did was absolutely nothing. Obviously, with the restrictions, we followed everything to a T. We're a brand that, you know, we're a very transparent brand. We do everything properly. You know, we try and uphold, you know, the best that we can in terms of we definitely follow the rules and regulations. So there was no actual training during the time to say we weren't allowed to, which meant that we had to resort to online. So, you know, we're grateful for all the clients that did help us out and, you know, that we were able to work for and work with. It did keep us afloat. So thank you very much. And then in regards to like how difficult was it and what was it like, if you guys just stop for a moment and think about, you know, something that you've been through, an experience that's quite horrible, something that actually, you know, physically hurt or, you know, mentally hurt, and it was a very, very difficult period of life for you. If you just sit in that moment and reflect upon that and then try and prolong that, or think about what that would be like to prolong for 6 or 7 months. And, you know, that's probably the best way I can describe of what we've been through as what Victorians went through, you know, not being able to do anything, just sitting there waiting for this funk to settle and for this period to actually end. And, you know, it got to a really, really bad point. I'll speak for myself. Dom said we won't touch too much on it, but I think it's important that we do share the stories. And yeah, there's definitely some extremely low points there. So, you know, getting to a point of where it's almost not tolerable, you know, feeling stuck. We had no government assistance, you know, financial implications, paying commercial lease, having this brand new business. It was almost like buying a brand new car, this new shiny dream object that you actually can't drive. So that's probably the best analogy. Getting to those low points, you know, having to really sit and reflect and work within yourself to then not knowing exactly when it's going to end. It was just a horrible shitstorm. So, you know, we're grateful that we made it through. We're grateful for our support network, our clients, our family, friends, you know, all of the above, to then actually being able to make it through that. So it's like a breath of fresh air. However, we both come back to Victoria now. We're back in the face masks. COVID's still here. It's just, yeah, it's not great. Let's park that. Let's move on from that. So we just talked, Dom, a little bit about, you know, starting the center. Do you want to share some of your experiences? If we go right back to the very first day where we're sitting in, you know, in the car park, we just signed the contract, we just got the keys. If you can go back to that moment and sort of share some of that with us.
I'll probably rewind it back a bit further. We've been planning this center for years. You know, everyone says, oh, it takes years to get the right idea and the right application and find the right venue and everything like that. Well, it actually does. It took us 2 years. We looked at multiple centers or warehouses to try and find the right spot. And it was a funny story that we thought we had a budget and we had a space size that we wanted, but to make Oxalate as good as we wanted, it needed to be bigger than what we could budget for. But it turned out to be, I just rang one of these real estate agents one day, and for some reason, there was an opportunity to reduce the price dramatically, and it just suited us, and we thought it was completely out of our reach. But just because I made the phone call, even though you were like, it's too much, we can't afford that, I just made the phone call anyway, and turned out we got an incredible opportunity to take this space for less than what it was. And just, it was almost like happy stance, and we came and looked at the space and we're like, holy shit, this is like perfect. This is amazing. Like, this is a dream. We can get this place, and we actually a dream come true. and we ended up making it work. So that in itself was just insane. But I remember sitting, you know, back in Brooklyn in our house, and we're marking out and mapping out all the areas and stuff, and we're drawing, like, we had tape and we're taping the floor to measure out the size of the spas and the rooms and just all this crazy stuff that, you know, we've got a backlog of photos and recalls of all that stuff that we're doing, and we documented it all. It's just insane to think back to that. So those moments when we're in the house creating all the areas and spaces is just like, it was sort of surreal. I mean, to see it now, like walk back into it yesterday, you're like, holy shit, this actually happened. Even though, yeah, like we've been thinking about this for that many years, and now it's a real, you know, tangible object, and then we're actually, you know, getting clients through the doors is insane.
And just on that as well, like I've been a full-time coach for close to 6 years now, 5 years, 6 years. And what Dom's describing, you know, Dom's a footballer. He had his massage job, his nutrition job. I was a full-time coach. Whatever we're doing, would come home after those shifts, after those hours, and then start to work on the facility. I actually did a CAD drawing and built this online sort of 3D virtual experience of the center. And I think what we'll do, Dom, is we should release some of this stuff on social media, the journey and all these documented things, because what we built and me saying that I built it, sure, I did the physical dragging of the mouse and dropping, but it was working closely with Dom and we built what we both dreamed and envisioned. But to actually reflect on that, it's pretty much 99% the exact same of what we designed, you know, same layout, same measurements, same sort of feel, colors, vibe. Like, it's just phenomenal to reflect upon, you know, what you build or what you set as a goal or as a vision actually comes to fruition. So, you know, working up till 2, 3 a.m. on this CAD drawing, measuring out stuff on the floor. We had blue tack on the walls to figure out the heights of the spas, and it was just crazy. Like, it's such a crazy period of life to reflect on. And then, as Dom said, walking in here yesterday, you know, after having a couple of weeks away from the space, it's just, yeah, it's surreal to be able to see this. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I think that it reflects that when you walk in the doors, you know, all the clients who have been with us for years, when they first walked in, they were like, holy shit, like, you actually, everything you've always spoken about, you've actually put it and you've made it, which was, you know, for us, that's surreal. And it's like, it's fulfilling, because we always wanted to create a space where people could walk in and feel at home and just feel like they're in this community space where they have everything in one stop. And I think we're achieving that slowly. We've still got a way to go, but it's crazy to have that sensation, have people say that type of stuff to us as well after the years that it's been taking us to get to this point. So,
and I think it's really cool that, and speaking freely here, as a young businessman, having all these goals and intentions, and I guess I've always felt a bit stressed and pressured to have this dream set up at full capacity before we opened. I've always felt this massive stress of everything has to be perfect. And look, it is perfect, but after reflecting and having this time off and stuff, we're only at, you know, I'm going to, again, speak freely here, probably at like 60 or 70% capacity in terms of, you know, the dream venture. Yes, it's your one-stop performance destination. Yes, we have everything that we set out to, but in terms of the growth and the journey and the process over the next, you know, 2, 4, 12 years, we're only at like 50, 60% capacity, which I think is, you know, awesome. It's given me the new energy and pump and drive that I need for this year, that we need. And I just can't wait to continue to evolve as an individual, as a business partner with Dom, but also as a company and a brand that you guys can all trust, you know, to take you where you need to be.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. I don't even think we're at 60%, probably 40, maybe 50.
Oh, there you go. I'm just talking for this center only. It's not as a business entirety, absolutely. But
No, going back to when we got the keys, it was crazy. And our dad came down on day one and started to help us do everything. So if we could get his comments on that, it would be crazy.
Yeah, for most of you who don't know, we did all this ourselves. And obviously we had professionals in the licensed positions, and, you know, everything's done above board and permits and applications and all that stuff. Not getting into any of those. If any of you guys listening actually have your own facility, your own space or commercial property/business, you'll understand that it's literally like, you know, pulling teeth and hair to deal with councils, like pulling teeth and hair to deal with tradesmen, to get permits. You know, all of this stuff just takes so much time, which therefore takes so much money. And I guess that no matter the research that you do, no matter how much you try and learn and evolve and prepare for these types of situations, there's just so much. It's like an abyss of the unknown that you can't prepare for. And I think for me personally, Dom, like this has been the most rewarding year. If you take out the negatives and look at them as lessons, the most rewarding year we might ever have, until we do this again.
Yeah, probably. Well, just for context, it took us, we got the keys last November, so 2019. I've got the actual keys, and we weren't fully functioning until the end of lockdown number two, which was November 2020. So that's 12 months of slogging to actually open doors and to only just open the doors and be functioning for 6 weeks before Christmas. So that's, that time frame is what it takes.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And that's something, if you had told me that, here's your dream venture, you're going to do this, it's going to take you 12 months and you'll be open for 6 weeks. I would have laughed, I thought we could do this in 6 weeks. I thought we'd sign the papers, open the gym, build it, set everything up, and in 6 weeks' time would be a fully functional, operational business.
That was our time plan, our time frame, wasn't it? 6 to 8 weeks, we said, from day one.
Yeah. How crazy, crazy, crazy.
But in saying, going back into lockdown, for us, it gave us a massive opportunity to build what we now have in terms of programming and setup and all of our systems. And I know a lot of other businessmen would have, not use that time wisely, and some would have, but that gave us an opportunity to really take a step back and really nut out, the foundations of what we do and our programs and our memberships and everything else, which is so, so important. And that's what we're doing again, ready for the launch ready to reopen next week. Over this Christmas break, it's been a break, but we haven't stopped working. And we're always looking to improve our systems and our processes, our programming, all of our services, to give everything, that we promise to every single client that steps through the door. So ready for 2021, which we're going to dive into now. We have a lot planned. It's going to be bigger and better than ever, as we always say, because we always level up and we're trying to, push the boundaries of what we deliver.
Yeah, 100%. I think, we get a lot of questions. What is it that you guys actually do and what's available? And look, credit to Dom, he's built our website all by himself. Our website for me is phenomenal. Very, very easy. Every single piece of information you need, including a booking system, is actually available at www.oxidate.com.au. Look, we love hearing from people. We love getting questions. We love answering them. But, when we're working 12, 15, 18-hour days, getting these questions and stuff coming through, it's a little bit difficult. So for those of you who have been contacting us, especially over this holiday period, we thank you for your patience. We'll be getting back to you on the 11th, Monday the 11th. But also, please just use the website. That's what it's designed for. So, so easy. Have a look, have a browse, have a read, then apply. We definitely look forward to working with you. What we do is a great question, but we pretty much provide opportunities for athletes to reach their optimum level of performance. Are we athlete-based only? No. However, athletes, football, soccer, that's our niche, athlete development. So what we've done is we've molded, all of Dom's football career, all of my old football career, all of the coaches, mentors, life experience, all of the jobs that we've had, all of these things combined with our knowledge, our accreditation, our university degrees, all molded into one to provide, a very unique formula towards, helping you guys achieve health, fitness, injury rehabilitation, everything that you need, you can find here under the one roof at Oxidate.
Yeah, so we've pretty much become holistic football brand, but not exclusively just football. So for people listening, obviously there's not just footballers or athletes listening. So if you are a non-athlete or general pops, however you want to name it, we provide everything that we do at the center for that population as well. So that's important for that to come across to everyone listening. It says on the website, but everyone just thinks, go on the website, you see a lot of, obviously the football field that we have and athletes with photos of athletes and stuff, but it's not just for athletes. But because we niche in the athlete development side and athletes of all ages and skill levels, that's what we specialize in. And that's where we're really setting ourselves apart from, we believe, our competitors and everyone else, because there's no other you know, this isn't arrogance or anything, but there's no other place like this that delivers what we do for a footballer. And that's from strength conditioning in our gym. That's the football field, a FIFA-approved artificial football field that's inside. You can train year in, year out, regardless of the conditions, obviously. Recovery center, you know, we've got the hydro, the pools, you know, the hot and cold spas that, you know, even football clubs don't have access to. They've only got the one tub. They can get one or two players in at a time. We can fit, you know, 10 to 15 players in each of our 5-meter spas. So you can get an entire team doing recovery, you know, in half an hour, which is unique. And then we've got our recovery services with hands-on manual therapy treatment, remedial massage, nutrition coaching, and everything else above, mentoring. So, yeah, it's pretty much a one-stop performance destination. You can get everything under one roof.
Yeah, and that's what we pride ourselves on. You know, we've obviously got, in every state, you've got multiple different companies within each niche. You've got so-called competitors. You have all of this stuff and this noise and branding and things happening. Where we pride ourselves on our point of difference is that one-stop destination. You know, being a coach, professional coach for 6 years now, reflecting on my parents and the journey they took for, you know, their children, Dom, myself, and our sister, driving them to multiple destinations. You know, you've got to go to physio over here, 45 minutes. You've got to go to a strength coach over here, 1 hour. You've got to travel to football 3 times a week, but you're not quite getting this, so you go to an extra skills coach. There's all these missing loops or ingredients or bits and pieces of the puzzle that need to be put together. And, you know, this is why we do what we do. We're putting the pieces of the puzzle together from one destination. You know, we take the guesswork out of it. We take the travel. We take the inconvenience. We take all of that stuff or as much of that as we can, because we understand as parents, you know, you guys have got a lot to deal with. We understand as children and students at school, you guys have a lot of, you know, stuff to deal with as well. So we try and make that as easy as possible. You can come here. You can get your nutrition. You can be coached online for nutrition, for training. You can come here for football skills development, whether specific or general. You can come here for strength conditioning. We look at strength, power, you know, speed, all of those physical attributes. The recovery pools, you can come here post-game, pre-game, after session. You know, something that we haven't really advertised yet are our phenomenal recovery facilities. As Dom just touched on there, you've got your 2 5-meter spas. Fitting a whole team in 20 to 30 minutes for a full complete recovery session has just not been done before. So look, it's really, really exciting. We can't wait for more of you guys to, you know, hear about us, to come in, to actually trial, you know, and experience what we deliver. Because yeah, it's going to be a massive, massive year. We've got a few great things in the pipeline, and yeah, we just look forward to working with you all.
Yeah. So in terms of what's coming up, I mean, just going back to, you know, people messaging us all the time directly, I think it's just the environment that we've created with our clients. Like, it's a personalized approach to absolutely everything we do. And everyone that steps in the door automatically becomes part of the community. So, you know, all of our coaches have this relationship with every single client where it's personal. You know, you're friends and you get to know each other, which is what we pride ourselves on. And that's why we get so many personal messages asking about sessions and stuff rather than going to the website. So if you are doing that, we love it. We appreciate it. And we have set our business up to be specifically very personalized. So we're not saying it's a bad thing. We're just saying use the website, you know, to book and, you know, streamline the process. And then when you come in, then we can have the chats and we can go deeper into conversation and stuff. But for 2021, I guess, do you want to say, you want to touch on our coaching staff and who's coming on board and the exciting things with that? Because we haven't officially announced this. People might have, you know, picked up on it on social media, but it's a pretty big announcement, which we'll just tell everyone now.
Yeah, sure. You can cover it, Dom, if you like.
You would have seen on social media. So Emma Checker, who is a Matilda, she is now the captain of Melbourne City's W League team. She is an absolutely incredible person, first and foremost, extremely hardworking athlete. We got the privilege to work with her during before the first lockdown, I guess, wasn't it?
Yeah, during the first lockdown period there, started working with Emma behind the scenes. It was her actual off-season. I was privileged enough to be able to program her physical and football attributes towards her FC Fleury contract, where she went over France in the top tier. And then, yeah, for whatever circumstances happened, I'm sure if you know Emma, you've followed her journey. She's now back here. signed with City, and I had the privilege to work with Emma for about 8 months doing her physical programming.
Yeah, so we got her on the podcast as well, so have a listen to that episode. She gives some incredible insight into what it takes to be an athlete of her caliber and her level. But yeah, she's coming on board as an official coach for Oxidate, which is super, super exciting. And with that, we're going to be launching a female football development program. So this is going to provide the female footballers of Victoria an incredible opportunity to receive coaching and programming like never before that's available for the female football scene. We have slowly increased the amount of female athletes I've been working with. You know, tapping into clubs like Heidelberg and stuff like that. And there is a massive need for an improvement of the quality of coaching and quality of services for female football. Majority of companies, majority of programs and stuff is always, for a long time, has been specific for male athletes, juniors and seniors. And the bridge is, you know, it's closing. The gap between male and female football is closing, which is awesome. You know, given the 2023 Women's World Cup is going to be hosted here in Australia, that's absolutely massive. And for us, it is the perfect time to continue to, you know, improve our opportunities for female footballers in Australia and Victoria specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, the launch of this, you know, women's or females development program is going to be phenomenal. Having Emma on board as one of our coaches, we're just, you know, absolutely ecstatic. As Dom said before, phenomenal human being, great footballer, one of the most hardworking, dedicated athletes. And, you know, providing this opportunity for young girls to actually be coached by Emma, to actually learn her methods and philosophies. And, you know, it goes so much beyond and greater than just training sessions. And this is what we, you know, this is what we do at Oxidate. Yes, you're here for an hour and a half, whatever the football or strength session may be, but it's all of the coaching, it's all of the mentoring, it's all of the information that we're sharing during that hour that's additional to the actual, you know, activities or skills and drills. So having Emma on board as a mentor, as an ambassador, as this women's football, you know, coach, the head coach here, it's just going to be phenomenal. We can't wait to actually roll this out. So if you are listening and that's of interest, please do keep your eyes peeled, because it's truly going to be a program that's like nothing else. We'll start here in Victoria and we'll build. But look, we're looking to really increase this program and take this interstate as well.
Yeah, I think the need, obviously it's not just Victoria that's in need of improvement of female football scene. So once we establish it here, for everyone listening, and we have a lot of followers back home, we're from Canberra or Queanbeyan in New South Wales originally. So eventually we want to expand with Emma and take it to, you know, her hometown of Adelaide, to the ACT, to New South Wales and everything else. So this is just the beginning of what is going to be an incredible football program, but also a mentor program where we want to provide as much education as possible around everything of being a footballer and becoming a good person.
Yeah, absolutely. And just another shout out as well to our other coaching staff. You know, big shout out to Steph. Steph is our head assistant coach. She's done a phenomenal job over the last couple of years. We've been super grateful to have her on board as well. You know, all of her expertise, her point of difference, her knowledge, it's just phenomenal. Steph, thank you. If you're listening, all of our clients love you. Continue to do what you do. We look forward to this year with you, you know, on board and delivering some of the programs and systems that we have in place. Shout out to Adam. Thank you very much, mate. You know, we appreciate everything you do. Adam is one of our football skills coaches in the youth development sector. He'll be on board for some of the new programs and stuff we have this year and this season as well. And also to Kane Shepherd. Kane came on board during this lockdown. We actually had the privilege to be able to work with Kane and build some, you know, pretty cool programs and touching more on that sort of mentor side of things as well. Kane's a, you know, professional footballer, sharing his insights with some of our younger top-tier athletes in the high-performance player program was just incredible. So that's another program that we'll look to continue and provide opportunities for young players who, you know, take their football a little bit more seriously. Now, we don't ever want to take anything away from clubs and, you know, systems and the NPL or community or wherever you are, but there's so much extra information, so much extra, you know, knowledge or processes or principles or training that isn't being done. And this is where we're looking to sort of fill that gap. You know, mental goal setting, recovery, nutrition, you know, all of these things that you just don't get anywhere is where we're looking to proceed, and this is what we'll be doing for the year and season ahead.
Yeah, and just on the high performance player program, if you're interested, there's all the information on the website. Same thing, you can put in an expression of interest form, and then we'll have a conversation with you over the phone or Zoom where we, you know, go deeper into what it is and what you will receive. But simply, it's everything you need as a aspiring athlete in terms of education, so nutrition education, goal setting, exactly what Joe just said, mindset, and performance. You get a, you know, an education module each week where you're learning all about that different type of stuff over a 12-week period. And then with that, also you're getting the training in person and all online. So you can do the program no matter where you are in across the world, but it's different for obviously online to in person. But you're getting your strength and conditioning, you're getting your football sessions, and you're getting that mentoring aspect of it, whether you're in person or online. You get Zoom calls each and every week as well. So this is a program that we spent a lot of the first and some of the second lockdown building. It took us a long time to build. We put incredible amount of time and effort into it. And this is a program that we're pushing a lot more this year to help the aspiring athlete go from being good to becoming, you know, exceptional, and giving those players the opportunity to, you know, progress overseas and, you know, really strive to become professional athletes. So if you're interested in that, even if you want to have a chat about it, just shoot us a message and we can give you a call. But it truly is a program that's not been done before as well. All the info is on the website. So have a read of that and see what it's all about.
Sounds good. Let's go back to, you know, talking a bit more about us. I just want to ask you some questions. What's your biggest high been so far?
Biggest high?
Yeah. Since we, you know, November 2019 to literally today, what's been your biggest high in terms of, you know, the business or the center or?
Besides all, when a lot of people come in for the first time and they give us feedback, I think each and every one of those people giving that individual feedback and, you know, raw review of what it is, I think that's, you can't beat that. That's incredible. Also, each individual, when they achieve some results and they give us the feedback and say, you know, you've helped me do this and this and this, or I'm feeling incredible, you know, I trialed, I made this team, whatever it is, I think that's, and no matter what, in the business that we run, you'll never be able to beat or top that type of stuff. But as a, I think a moment that tops everything is when we have signed 108 players from Heidelberg who partake every Monday, and seeing the center absolutely chock-a-block, 108 players at once or half and half, with all the players there just learning our methods and our processes and our skills. That moment was insane. I don't think you can top that at the moment.
Now, yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess the same thing for me is seeing the center at capacity, you know, back over, I can't remember exactly when it was, but we're working with a few different clubs. We had Heidelberg, Moreland Zebras. We had all of our members and having, you know, 60 people on the hour in here, fully functioning, learning our methods, learning our systems, using the equipment. I think seeing this center doing what it's supposed to do for the first time was that massive high. Yeah, 100%. You know, again, working with Heidelberg, signing 108 players and doing this youth development program, it's just phenomenal. So everything that we've ever set out to do, we're actually doing. And it's sort of like a pinch yourself moment. And until you actually step away from that, you know, having this 2 weeks off, coming back in with a bit of a clear head and a fresh space and new energy, you sort of don't realize, you know, all of those things. So I did a post the other day, the reflection of 2019 to 2020, and the comments were to focus on the haves, not the have-nots. So really focusing on and appreciating what we do have and what we have achieved. And that's going to be a massive goal of mine for 2021 rather.
Yeah, it's a new year, mate.
It is the new year, day three of 365. What about regrets? Any regrets? And think about this before you share.
Don't know, mate.
I'll fill the void. Biggest regret for me is actually, and this is going to sound crazy, but I'm just going to speak freely without thinking too much about it. Following sources or people's advice that aren't trusted, you know, not a trusted source or piece of information, just okay, you've mentioned this. You seem like you know what you're talking about. I'm going to listen and follow that. You know, as a young businessman, building this center, diving into a deep end, not knowing actual rules and regulations, not knowing who to follow, who's correct, who's not correct. Yeah, one of the biggest regrets is, like, I can give you an example, just following a particular builder or a particular tradesman and doing all of this stuff, investing all of this money, and it turns out it's not correct. So I don't know how you fix that and what you do, but for me, it's just been a massive eye-opener of, like, all the shit that we listened to and all of the stuff that we followed. It's just been, yeah, very, very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we can go into detail about all that, but it'll be not right for the podcast. But I mean, that's, yeah, you just live and learn with that stuff. We're new businessmen, so we've copped the wrath of the pros and cons of, you know, not knowing exactly going into something so big and a big commercial lease and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, you can regret it, but I mean, we didn't really know better either. So,
yeah, yeah, it's true. Most frustrated moment. Now, I've got videos of Dom, you know, during the painting that we've done. We've probably used a roller or a paintbrush for, in terms of time, for at least 2.5 to 3 weeks straight. If you think about 24 hour days, all combined, probably 2.5 to 3 weeks straight of painting alone. And I've got videos of Dom in tears, pulling hair out, kicking stuff, and I'm sure he's got some of me as well. But in terms of frustrating moments, what really does it for you up there?
Oh, painting was fun at the start, and then you just get down to like hour 10 in a day and you just want to cry for a bit. So credit to all the painters out there that do it for a living, far out. So interesting work, that one. Frustrating moment. Don't know. I can't pinpoint one, to be honest.
The whole process.
I think COVID being the repetition of walking back in the center when it was locked down and seeing it empty, that was the most frustrating, depressing moment each and every time I've probably ever experienced.
For me, it was just never having the right tool for the job. So obviously, we mentioned before, Dom and I did most of this ourselves. If you think about the, you know, the squat racks alone and the drilling of the squat racks for the support bases and all of the equipment to attach all the nuts and bolts. I think there was 74 1200 mil holes drilled into the concrete floor to put the bolts in. Not having the right drill, not having the right piece of equipment to put the bolts in. Everything was done by hand spanner opposed to ratchet and socket. Just, you know, these tiny, tiny moments of backbreaking. Interesting work that were just prolonged by so much, you know, more than they needed to be due to not having the right tools. It was like, all right, we need to do this, or how are we going to do that? We actually don't have the right tool for it, so we have to do it this way. For me, that was probably the most frustrating experience.
Yeah, we could have just hired someone, but saved a penny everywhere we could, eh?
Key learning points, don't try and save your pennies. Every time we've tried to save money, it's probably cost us a shitload more time and more money. Probably just hire a professional and get it done correctly and properly the first time.
In half the time as well. But in saying that, we wouldn't have survived COVID without doing so. So
yeah, all learn what we know. So the next, you know, 2 or 3 centers, and you know, perhaps this is something we can share. For me, I'll speak freely. Personal goals for 2021, and we can get into goals and stuff, but the vision for me, even before Dom came back from Spain, before we, you know, started this company together, before we collaborated and built this, you know, this beast and awesome company, was I would love to have had, you know, not just one performance destination, because we're restricting our results and our formulas just to, you know, the state that we're in. Future goals, to have multiple destinations in multiple states. So I'd love to be able to do that. And then dream goal would be an international brand.
Yeah, that's our long-term plan. We it's probably niche to say, or a cliche to say, oh, we want to impact Australian football as much as possible. But I think that Oxstate is at the level with our, you know, programs and processes and stuff to actually have a massive impact in Victoria with this first center. And we want to expand that into every other state in Australia and become an Australian-wide brand that is the go-to football center or place for football performance, you know, and athlete development of all ages.
It's interesting, you know, speaking to somebody whilst I was back in Canberra and talking about, you know, what we're set up to do and what we'd like to achieve and, you know, help influence Australian football in a positive manner. And they said, well, how are you going to do that? And I've been thinking about that in the back of my mind. And due to governing bodies, due to, you know, politics, due to the board, due to the curriculum, due to all of this stuff that you have to filter down through to get to us, the bottom of the food chain, so to speak, it might be a very, very hard process to actually try and change that. I'm not sure people doing things like we do actually have the opportunity to be able to change that. However, the key message and the thing that I sort of, you know, the thought that I arrived at was getting away from that, even just helping people. You know, if we help one person or one player enjoy their football career, enjoy their life, we mentor them, we make them happy or better or more healthy and fit and strong, then I think that's, you know, that's the underlying message. So being able to open multiple destinations, whether it be in Canberra or Sydney or Brisbane or wherever we go to next, being able to help those, what, that one child or that one family or that 10, you know, those 10 players or that team or that club, I think that's the true message. And that stems back to what we do and why we do what we do. It's that educational format. It's that, you know, mentorship. It's not just the coaching and the physical activities. And that's where we pride ourselves. What we pride ourselves on.
When people ask, how are you going to do that, impact Australian football on a grand scale? When you take one player, it's not the end destination to say, all right, he's going to sign a professional contract in the A-League or in Europe. It's the journey and how we can impact their journey along the way. And that's the joyful part of football. Like you're always playing and looking for the next step or the next progress or the next contract and whatnot. But when you knuckle it, you know, break it all down, it's the journey that's the most enjoyable thing. And that's what's going to be, you know, that's what dictates the happiness and the success of that person and that player. So, you know, if I've just signed a new contract, but think about the process to get here. That's been the most enjoyable thing, and that's the achievement, not the end product, if that makes sense.
100%. And what's interesting as well is, you know, we talk to our clients now, their parents of the younger children, the younger players, is if you're learning what I'm now teaching to senior footballers in the NPL who are of an age between 22 and, what, 30? If I'm teaching 22 to 30-year-olds this system, this formula, this process, if you're learning it at 12, you know, how much of a greater career or opportunity or enjoyment are you going to have? It's just, that's the point of difference. That's the world of difference, is learning this stuff at a younger age. We look at athlete development or long-term athletic development. And, you know, if you're preparing your body pre-adolescent or pre-pubescent before your body starts to shift and change, what's your body going to be? What's the outcome? You're going to be such a more mobile, stronger, you know, phenomenal human being or athlete, opposed to if you're not doing this type of stuff. So the opportunities, yeah, sure, we want to help players sign contracts to become professional footballers, but, you know, we also want to just help people become great people as well.
Yeah, and everything you learn in any sport, I think anything you learn in terms of being in team environment or, you know, working around your body, your health, your nutrition, all that different type of stuff is going to play a massive part in your overall life, not just for the sport that you're doing and what you're trying to achieve. So that's why football is the number one sport in the world. And the impact on that on people's lives is massive. You create the memories and the friends and the, you know, the moments that you'll remember forever. So more opportunities we can provide by giving better practices and more knowledge and education, the better outcomes they will potentially have. And, you know, the journey will be more joyful as well.
Isn't it crazy about the stuff that we've learned over the last sort of few years, whether it be breathwork or meditation or any of the stuff that we do? Imagine if you had learned that, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So it's just really, really cool being able to personally level up as individuals, as a business, as a company, to be able to provide opportunities for others to level up. And the more knowledge, more information, everyone just gets better and better and you know, it just makes an awesome outcome.
Yeah, for sure. I think just for people thinking of that, if they've never attended one of our sessions, let's just take a strength session, for example. We've learned that much stuff over time that we're trying to implement everything we know into every single session that we do. So, you know, you go to other gyms and stuff, you're just doing a strength session. We're here, we're doing, you know, specific mobility, specific release work that you won't do anywhere else. You're doing breath work at the end of the session to downregulate your stress hormones and bring you back to a leveled state where you can recover quicker. And we're educating everyone at the same time on all these different stuff, which you go to many other places and you just don't get that. And I think it's hard for us to explain that until someone actually comes and experiences it for themselves. That's why we look to get, you know, client testimonials and get real raw feedback from other people. But if you haven't experienced one of our sessions or you really want to, or try a football session, whatever it is, please come down and try it, because we can't just talk. We'd like to show, you know, why and how we do things differently, because we simply, it's different, it's better, and it gets better results without being cocky or arrogant with what we do.
Yeah, well, there's no ego attached to any of this. It's more just, look, this is a perfect opportunity for Domina and myself to actually share info about what we do, why we do it, how we do it. It's obviously difficult talking about yourself or your business or what you do without, you know, giving too much of a plug. This isn't a plug. We're just here to share info. We've been asked so many times for us to actually do a talk or a podcast on ourselves and the business, because people only see what we show them. You know, we're human at the end of the day. Are we showing enough? Are we sharing enough? Who knows? But we often get asked, you know, share more about yourselves, be more vulnerable, be more open. Communicate, you know, more on a neutral playing field. So this is, you know, this is it. In terms of what comes next, we've touched on the programs, the systems, the processes, our coaches, but we reopen on the 11th. So January the 11th, 2021 is day one. So that's 7 days away. We're absolutely pumped. Keep an eye out on all social media platforms. We're going to have some great posts, some great information. The biggest thing that we're looking forward to is announcing the actual pools, bringing, you know, new clubs, new players in for recovery sessions, the restart of the Heidelberg Junior Athlete Development Program. We've got those 108 kids to be able to, you know, share with them and help them across the course of this season. That's a massive one for us. All of our wonderful members returning. The relaunch of our six-week preseason program. So we're giving our, you know, the players of Victoria a six-week opportunity to get, you know, to the best level before game one, which is another fantastic opportunity. All of the extras, the massage, nutrition, the online programs, everything still continues. But we're bringing, you know, a nice, fresh outlook, something a little bit new. Programs have evolved. We're going to be delivering some great sessions, whether it be football or strength base. And we're just really looking back to, you know, getting back to working with you all.
Yeah, massive things, exciting things ahead for the new year. And just with the preseason program, for any athlete, male or female, we understand that preseason is probably back in full swing as of tomorrow, as of Monday, sorry, the 4th, most clubs. But our preseason program works with each player around their team schedule. To be blatantly honest, teams' preseason programs aren't up to scratch for what you need to be the best athlete you can possibly be. If you're getting 3 football sessions a week, that's awesome, but what are you doing the other 4 days? Or even 3 football sessions in 1 game, are you getting any strength work in? Are you getting your recovery in? There's so much more you can be doing to be maximizing your performance and your recovery to get more out of preseason, which means your entire season, you know, 28-week football season ahead is going to be that much more beneficial, and you'll be able to perform that much better, which means better results for your team and more achievements for yourself. So every player that wants to join, choose a message, it's on the website as well. And each program is based around your schedule, so it's super flexible. You get 3 sessions for the week plus 3 recovery pool sessions. So you can, even after your team's games or trainings, you can come in and use the pools, which we'll be announcing officially this week. We've been holding our tongue for that for a long time. But, yeah, we're ready to announce that, which is awesome. And, yeah, just super, super exciting stuff to come.
It's interesting to touch on that. Something that, again, reflecting is everyone's so super keen for a 6-week program or a 12-week program, or I'm focusing on this season only. But something I'd like to share with you all is try not to like pigeonhole yourself and think so small, you know, so close-minded or start to look at the bigger picture. So if you're for example, a 20-year-old footballer and you're thinking about this season needs my biggest and best, that's great. But what about next season, the seasons after, and so on? So I think, you know, goal setting, it's that time of year, day 3 of 2021. Start to set some goals, but don't think so small. Think long-term, think greater, think better, or think more, and then work backwards. So touching on the programs, sure, come work for a six-week program, but why only work 6 weeks when we can deliver so much more? And over the course of this whole season, you can be so much better. Yeah, you're going to have a great season this season, but you might have double or twice a good season next season. So, you know, trying to think so small, think longer and greater. And touching on our membership, a lot of people have questions about, you know, how's this going to work? I'm back at team training. I train 3 days a week plus game day. So the beautiful thing about our gym, about our performance center, about our memberships and programs is everything is so super specific to be able to cater to you. We customize the sessions based on your team sessions. We have different training days available. So if your team's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for example, we hit a Tuesday, Thursday block. We give you guys, you know, the opportunity to use the pools whenever it suits. So it's very, very customizable and it suits every player in Victoria. We've been around in this football community for a long time. We know how things work and we're giving you what you need additionally on top of that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other place that caters the way we do to each individual needs, where especially footballers, you're always governed by what your team's doing and usually you can't partake in other sessions or other programs because of that. But with all of our memberships and our programs, you are able to, you know, be flexible and attend the sessions and still get the most out of it. And with each player that comes into our doors, we design the program for you pretty much. So if you do say to us, we are training Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I can't attend those days, blah, 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 then Jacob or myself or Steph or Emma, whoever it is, will give you the advice to train on the Tuesday, Thursday and the Saturday, or do the recovery session on Sunday, whatever it is, to help maximize your ability to perform for that week. And it's not detrimental to your team's training. It's actually going to benefit more to perform in those sessions. Which I think, you know, you go to other places and you just don't get that sort of personalized service and advice where it's going to actually, you know, educate you around how much you can and can't do.
I think that's important what you said. Team training's a 3 days plus game, that's four. So what are you doing for the other 3 days? You know, what are you doing before trainings, after trainings? It's just very interesting. We look at problems with football in Australia and we talk about we're nowhere near close or we're 15, 20 years behind. And the reason we are is because we're not doing enough. You know, there's X amount of hours in the day, X amount of hours in the week. If you're only training three times a week, it's definitely not enough. So there's so, so much more you can do. And this is why we're here for you. So yeah, reach out.
Yeah. No, and one more thing on that is we have a lot of athletes, youth athletes that come to us and actually overloaded. But you might think we're contradicting what we just said, but an athlete who's overloaded is doing too much of the same thing at the wrong time. So there's a way to do certain amount of training and that much training, but periodize it throughout the week where you're actually benefiting from it and not being a detrimental thing. So a lot of athletes rock up to us having done 3 hours of school training, they trained last night, they train tomorrow morning as well, and they come to us thinking that they can do another football session. But if they have the education around what they can do in that session or wait until, you know, another 2 days or do recovery or whatever it may be, then their entire week improves and they reduce the risk of injuries and their performance output increases as well. So actually getting the understanding of how and when to do this extra training and how to, you know, periodize it properly means your opportunity to improve increases dramatically. It's such a common thing for athletes to come to us, especially young players, with these issues, you know, and they end up with little niggles and severs and, you know, all these different issues. So,
very well said. Or was it too much of the same thing at the wrong times?
Yep. Unnecessary overload and then misunderstanding of what's happening as well, from clubs to personal trainers and, you know, schools and stuff. It's just each and every trainer or service that you're paying for wants you to do what they want you to do, where there's no, you know, flexibility or understanding of what you're actually been doing or, you know, how to integrate it with your own service, which is what we pride ourselves on as well.
Isn't it crazy? There's like this hierarchy, or maybe it's ego or pride or anything else attached to it, where said club or said coach or whatever it is says that you can't work with this company or says that you can't do any external training and stuff. Like, what are we actually trying to achieve? I think if we drop everything else and just look at what every coach should be doing or could be doing, it's actually just helping players, helping football, helping development, helping children, whoever it might be. So yeah, we find it pretty weird. A lot of our clients might train for an academy, might train for, you know, one of the youth A-League pathways, and we get all of this stuff where I'm actually not allowed to train here. I have to keep it very quiet. We get all this, you know, all these weird things where clients and people don't share where they're training. It's just a whole bunch of weird stuff that happens in this industry. It's none of our business, but we're just, you know, very open, honest, transparent people. We don't see a problem with players and coaches and other teams and clubs working with other people. We're all here at the end of the day, or should be here at the end of the day, just to help, you know, help evolve, help players progress and learn.
Yeah, and with that as well is people thinking that they can do the services of other people just so they stay with them. So a football coach might then promote strength and conditioning but has absolutely no credentials, no understanding or application of strength and conditioning. But because everyone else is doing, they just add that service to their own, you know, catalogue and provide it, but it's absolute crap. You know, and they're just trying to hang on to that client just because they're, you know, trying to do everything under the sun, where you should refer out and get proper strength and conditioning from someone who actually knows what they're doing. You know, and that's the same thing. It's an ego thing. It's a massive issue, you know, especially here in Victoria and Melbourne.
Yeah, people trying to withhold clients, whether it be for fear or for whatever. But same as professionals, you know, if you're a how do I describe this? If you're a strength coach and you're trying to diagnose injuries, then that's not your role. Yeah, that's a physiotherapist's role, an osteo's role, whatever it might be. So again, people trying to hang on to clients or impress them or whatever it might be, it's actually just doing a disservice. It's doing a disservice to the field, to the industry, to the client as the individual. And it just creates this, you know, whole shitstorm where, you know, if people aren't greedy or egotistic and just refer people, everything's going to get better and better. You know, as a strength coach, I'm so open to work with physios to give the correct guidance so we don't have clients and patients just returning for the sake of returning.
Yeah, so I guess that gives a bit of an insight into who we are more as individuals and why we do what we do and who Oxaid is and, you know, what we're doing and trying to achieve. We're going to release that episode with Alex on Thursday, I believe. Have a listen to that. That goes way back into how Oxaid started, more into our personal growth and stories, which, you know, ended up us moving in together and then creating Oxaid together. So that's a big one. I think it's a very enjoyable listen. There's a lot of lessons in there and it gets quite emotional, which is, it's a good listen.
Pretty raw and real as it gets.
Yeah. It's probably as raw as we've ever been, you'll ever see us. So make sure you don't miss out on that one. That's coming out on Thursday. But for now, I hope you enjoyed this this little chat between us. And, you know, we're getting ready to launch next Monday.
Yeah, awesome. And just touching on the podcast, obviously it is a new podcast. This will be episode 11 or 12, I believe. 12. And this is a passion project. I've always wanted to start something like this to be able to talk and communicate, but I've always been fearful of, you know, not having enough to say or what makes what I've got to say interesting for other people and all of those types of things. The best part about the podcast is generally it's not you talking, it's your guest, and our guests have been absolutely phenomenal. So thank you to everyone who's been on the High Performance Platform. Each of you are incredible human beings, very, very talented human beings and athletes, and, you know, we've had nothing but great reviews. We're fortunate enough after episode 2 or 3 to actually hit the top 50 of the health and fitness podcast. So I think we ended up at number 49, which, you know, is mind-blowing to be able to hit those sort of charts. Looking at the charts, seeing our podcast there, you know, in front of some of the guys I've been listening to for 10 years plus, it's just incredible. So thank you all for, you know, tuning in, listening, leaving the reviews, sharing it with your friends, family, loved ones. You know, it gives us the opportunity to be able to do what we do, to be able to get our message and our stories out to a greater audience and hopefully share, you know, just some real knowledge and insight. So like Dom said, this is hopefully been, you know, a good insight towards our personal lives, where we're up to as Oxaid, what we're set out to do, the things we're ready to achieve. And look, we're all looking forward to a massive 2021. Hopefully everyone's had a great holiday, happy new year, and is going to achieve some awesome, awesome stuff this year as well.
Yeah, and if you do like this episode where it's just Jake and I talking, or you want us to talk more about specific stuff or have any specific questions around training or nutrition or football, anything like that, then shoot us a message. We'd love to jump on and just record our personal episodes as well if you enjoy it. If not, no worries. We've got We've got a lot of episodes ready to roll out that we've already pre-recorded. So, some incredible guests that will continue to be on the show. It's going to get bigger and better. And some incredible sponsorship opportunities and discounts and stuff coming your way as well. So stay tuned to the podcast. And if you enjoy it, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and or follow us on Spotify and all your podcast platforms. It helps us, you know, get the guests that we want and continue to expand the podcast, you know, and reach more people, which is humbling and awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. Quick shout out to Harry Noon at The Unknown Barbershop. He's our official sponsor at the moment. So his barbershop in Preston and Oakley. If you don't know who The Unknown is, give him a follow. They're our sponsors at the moment. As Dom just touched on, we're going to have some more sponsorship opportunities available coming up, which is great. We're looking to do some great collaborations and continue to watch this space. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening to the episode.